We're continuing Chayyadam Klalam Beis Lingas Simon Chavov. So if a Shatz Koyin, if the Shatz is a Koyin, Imeishom Kahanim Acherim Liyisas Kapov V'Liyomer Loi Lalus or Little Yadav Do Sirk Lalus. So if the Shatz is a Koyin, so the Ikar Din is that we do not expect him to be minosik kapayim. The concern is that he's going to be misbalbal, and therefore if a kohen is muftach that he's going to not be misbalbal, so he's going to be allowed to be minosik kapayim. And that's the same remitting nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, that a kohen who's a tzibur is nosik kapayim. So that's the issue, if you understand. That's why we try to avoid chutz l'aretz putting a kohen as the bal tefillah for musaf, because we have an option of putting other people who are Yisraelim, because we would prefer an Ikar Din and Halacha not to have the Shliach Tzibur be the one who's Nosek Kapayim. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a situation where every day, you're never going to let a Kohen down for the Yomid, people who are in Avelis want to down for the Yomid. So we rely on the opinion that since he's moved up, he's going to get back to his tefillah, he's allowed to be Nosek Kapayim. That's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and America in this point, in this respect. Now he says, the Chayyadim says, skip down a line, Bimein Shom Kohen HaShatz, if he's only Kohen, we're not worried about him getting confused because he has a sitter there. So the procedure according to the Chayyadim, he has to wash his hands. He'll wash his hands before davening and rely on that washing. So he has to keep his hands clean, number one. Number two, the halacha is that a kohen who did not start leaving his place at Ritzei cannot duchen. So he moves his feet forward slightly when he gets to the paragraph of Ritzei, sometime during Ritzei. Number three, the chayyadim understands that he would actually go up to the duchen. He finishes the chon ha'l-hadois and he would actually walk up to the duchen in the middle of Shemone Esrei, right? Somebody else will be the makri, obviously. He cannot be the makri. And then he goes back to his place, and he finishes off the last paragraph of Sim Shalom. And that's how he does it. And nowadays, I think the standard procedure in Eretz Yisrael is to just have the Shliach Tzibur turn around at the Amud, not to go up to the Duchen. And let me know, it's a Kapayim from there. And again, there in Chutz L'Aretz, we only allow the situation if there's no other Kayan other than the Shliach Tzibur. Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is makel, even if there are other Kohanim. Okay, so we mentioned this halacha before, Simon Chav Zayin, and in Makar Shekar Kohanim, Rishar Likris Kohanim, Ashikh Lubim Piat Tzibur, Omein Shanachar Birchus Moedim. So, the Kol Noel HaHoydois is the end of Birchus Moedim. After everybody finishes saying Amen, then only then can the Makri say Kohanim. So he wants to say Kohanim quickly. People are in a rush. That he cannot rush it before the Amen is completed. They cannot start saying Baruch until he finishes saying Kohanim. If he's slapping it out, they can't start until he finishes his word Kohanim. Then they can start the word Baruch, and start their Baruch. But a makri shall hasil tevesi rechacha, ashechlo main mi piat zibur shonen acher birchus asher kedushanu. The kohanim say asher kedushanu. The zibur answers amen, and then the makri can say yibur rechacha. After everybody finishes saying amen, then he says yibur rechacha. Mishabura points out that actually Roib Tzibur is sufficient for any of these stages. As long as Roib the Tzibur has completed, if you have one person who's being marith in his amen, the makre is allowed to go ahead, or the kohanim allowed to go ahead, etc. Okay. Vayner kohanim shom hasbot teva ashikla teva mepi makre. The makre says yivarechacha. He finishes saying yivarechacha, and then the kohanim say yivarechacha. They shouldn't start saying yivarechacha when he's still saying yivarechacha. You do not answer amen after Yishmerecho v'chunecho shalom till they finish saying the whole word. See, in all of these stages, people have to be patient. Many times, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where they do it on a regular basis, even in Chutz Lords, you find that the shatz or the kahanim or the tzibur is being impatient and jumping into the words of the other person. So there's almost like a derech eretz over here. Everybody's got to, before the next step happens, the first stage has to be completed. Right? And then we say amen, you finish saying amen, and then you say kahanim. You finish saying kahanim, then the kahanim starts the bracha. Each one, we wait, in that situation, we wait, we pause. Have a good day.